Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hello.
What? This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Oh yeah, Nobby. So I was looking.
It could be you.
I was looking at the residential section of a newspaper today. And
I do this with cars.
There's a big house in Monkstown. Now it's going for, was it 2.95 million.
And you went onto the DAF website and then you just went down a rabbit hole.
Went down a rabbit hole. Look at that.
For everyone listening to this, like normal people like us, have you realised there's people living in this same city of ours who have tennis courts in their back garden?
Or access to tennis courts or swimming pools or whatever it is.
They have utility rooms bigger than most of our kitchens.
It's all one of these houses. It's in Monkstown. And the utility room looks like most people's kitchen. The same size.
It has a cooker in it. Who has a cooker? Who was the utility room, first of all? Who has a cooker in the utility room?
Well, some of these old houses were so big they would have had staff and things like that. So
who lives in these houses? Who are they?
Well, it's going to be me, Nobby. I'm going to live in one of these houses. I'm putting it out there, Nobby. Ideas out and then they come back.
Reverse osmosis or water tanks?
Transmitting or whatever it is.
Just positive vibes.
Yeah, so I'm going to win the Euro Millions and I'll probably buy one of those houses in Monkstown.
Cost you a fortune to heat, I say, Jim. Man, there's no parking.
That won't be a problem.
The posher the house in Dublin, like unless you've, you know, knocked and built a piece of land, there's no parking.
That's true. If you just go outside of Dublin a little bit, you'll have an unbelievable gaff.
Now you think of all the posh areas, the Kenilworths, the Orwells, because they're all old houses and they probably get a pony and cart and a servant out the back. So there was no spaces for your jammer.
That's the only downside. Don't ruin my fantasy world of buying a house worth I don't think I'd want a house worth 3 million, to be honest.
You would.
It's too big. One has 5 floors on it.
Listen, we've FaceTimed Brian O'Driscoll and Amy enough times for this show. And, you know, fair play to them.
Their house looks like a cottage compared to this thing.
I'd say it's...
Oh, really?
Not a million miles away from it. Might not have as many floors. Like, one of these houses he's been looking at in Daft has 5 floors.
Has a ground floor, a basement, a ground floor, first floor, second floor, third floor, and like proper rooms on each one. There's a gym, there's a table, there's a ping pong room. Like a ping pong room. Always wanted a ping pong room, Nobby.
Do you think there's a... To do what in, Jim?
Play ping pong.
Do you think there's a TikTok thing in this now where you could browse...
TikTok ping pong.
And comment on the things as you flick through the gallery. So like some houses there are 25 galleries. Also, by the way, absolute... estate agent, sorry, you have a lot to answer for here. One of the images had Aperol Spritz in it, just randomly, like beside the...
What is that? Is that sponsored or something?
No, it's to show what you could drink on your veranda in this 3.2 million house. I'm pretty sure you probably wouldn't drink Aperol Spritz if you could afford that anyway. You'd be drinking Bollinger or something. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fun game to play.
It is.
You go on, what you do is you go to daft.ie, click on an affluent area.
Put your minimum budget in at like 3 million.
No, you click that to highest to lowest, and then you get the highest house. So click on Dalkey, Killiney, Blackrock, Monkstown, and then go highest to lowest. And then you get that really big 4.5 million
tennis courts.
Yeah, and then just do a little dreaming.
Well, if nothing else, it will make you go out and play the lotto that day, more than likely.
It's only stuff, though, you know? It's only stuff. Stuff and things.
But
will it make you happier?
Those houses are so big you wouldn't see members of your own family for a few days. Like,
it's too big
and you'd be under the same roof. That is, it's too big, it's too hot. I'd give it a good bloody go though. Coming up in today's podcast, we will talk about Netflix wants you to do some gaming within their own platform. And at the moment, they're saying they're not going to charge you for it, any extra.
We have a prank that it was a man was set up by his own wife, and he was under the impression that somebody was chatting her up and wouldn't let it go. And he got really annoyed. He sounded a bit like Nidge.
His name was Tom.
We'll also talk about how Laura Whitmore has the sweetest gig on television.
The sweetest gig.
And much more. Dish the Dirt. All that kind of stuff.
All the stuff. Don't forget about Pranked as well, our separate podcast series, which is at the moment 10 prank calls. Some of our favourites. You may not have heard them. You may have heard them a while ago. They're just in a separate little podcast here. Just swipe up or down, whatever way you clicked in today.
You get a fresh one every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So enjoy the weather and good luck.
Don't worry, we did ask her, was he talking about the songs he had with his ex? And then she explained it.
Greg Davies is going to host the new Nevermind the Buzzcocks revival. So they're bringing back, so this is a music show that was on for years and years. And it's Noel Fielding is coming back as well as one of the team captains.
Yeah?
He was on it as it finished up, yeah. So yeah, it's coming back. Jamali Maddox is also going to feature on the series as a regular guest. According to Sky, the team who've joined, so they've taken it from the BBC and brought it to Sky.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So basically it was a panel show, kind of like, what's the thing that James Corden used to do?
League of Their Own,
you know, question sport kind of panel show.
It doesn't feel like it's off that long ago.
It's gone about 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
maybe
but
more.
Not 15. Yeah,
it was around for about 20 years.
Mm.
So it's,
and there was different guests, anchor, centre person, wasn't
it? Yeah, there was a team captain and a guest. Each team would have one guest. It was good crack. Very, great jokes in it.
Mm. And it's coming back.
And some very famous things happened. There was people walking off. There was people smashing mugs.
Greg, amongst other things, of course, is the principal from The Inbetweeners, in case you didn't know.
Ronan Keating has joined the Kim Kardashian and... So Ronan Keating and Kim Kardashian,
right,
this is not a joke, have joined Paw Patrol, the movie.
Oh, dear.
He's going to be a guest star alongside Tom Fletcher.
Lord of the Rings, I'm blaming you for this, or The Hobbit, with everyone, because he got told no. It obviously made him go, I'll show them.
Well, he was Postman Pat. He was the singing parts of Postman Pat, the movie, right? Other guest stars, listen to this now. Kim Kardashian, Jimmy Kimmel, Tyler Perry, you know, Dax Shepard, Richard Arnold, there's some big
names. What was wrong with the actual Paw Patrol people from the show?
I think they're in it. These are all cameos.
So who's Chase?
I don't know who Chase is. Probably whoever plays Chase in the show. You couldn't do that.
Well, Chase is one of the main ones.
Yeah, but you couldn't mess with the original characters. But Ronan will be in doing some kind of song.
Yeah, but why would you pay all those people and then not give them big roles?
Because, I don't know, maybe the granny will bring the grandkids to see it.
Apparently, also across his insider knowledge on this, sometimes they take in different territories around the world.
Yeah.
In UK and Ireland cinemas, they'll have him, and somewhere else where they haven't a clue who the hell he is. Although some Irish people also would probably be like that at this stage. It was a long time ago, in fairness. They'll put their voices in, so Kim Kardashian could be in the American one.
No, the English speaking one will all be the same people, right?
I don't know, Jim.
Oh yeah, that's.
You think Ronan Keating's going worldwide?
I don't think people will know who he is. He's
damn right they won't.
We've heard of him, but most Americans wouldn't know who he was. But he'll be in the American one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kim Kardashian's the big name and Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel, you can see, yeah. Is he on in Boss Baby as well?
Look, Corden's not in it. Let's all just breathe a sigh of relief. Let Keating sit this one.
Good point. I saw 30 seconds of Love Island last night, so not enough to tell you what happened in it. It was just the very start.
There's some big news, and also
there was whispering.
An Irish celebrity has become an Irish celebrity TV presenter has become very famous in the UK.
An Irish celebrity TV presenter.
Yeah, he does a show that we all love, Room to Improve.
Has he?
Yeah, Channel 5 in the UK have.
They've just bought all the episodes.
They've bought the episodes, but they're playing the episodes every afternoon, and you know, hundreds of thousands of people are watching it.
Oh, hundreds of thousands.
It is.
Hey, UK listeners on the app, do many of you watch Channel 5? I was telling the story yesterday about how...
People said, how have I just discovered the show? This show is great.
You had said to Dermot Bannon before, I really love those electric blinds you have in your house. They look so handy. How do you know I have electric blinds?
Because you did it in the show. He showed us.
You did a whole episode, Dermot, about your own house. Yeah. I'm not looking through your windows or anything. How did you forget that? Like,
I don't
how
know.
Do you know I have I don't know. A cement wall or a bath in the back?
It wasn't even just the show. It was like a two-parter. It was like Dermot in his own house.
It?
Yeah. He had his brother in it making pizzas, the whole lot.
Yeah. But everyone else left because they didn't want to be in it.
That's fair enough.
See you, Da. Bye.
You do your thing, Da.
Stop showing everyone our house. It's a bit weird. Well, that's good news. I hope he's getting the royalties for it.
Well, if he becomes a big star, right? If that show becomes big in the UK, he might get to make it over there.
He might. He might indeed. That is the Dish to Dirt of for now.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 10 past 7 now on a Thursday morning. Looking at what's going on in the world.
What is going on in the world?
Plenty of pictures of four models on electric scooters down at Sandymount Strand. Even though I don't think you're allowed to scoot down there. But they've got pictures of them down there.
Were they on the sand?
No, they're on the walkway there.
Yeah.
So, promoting some kind of electric scooter thing. The sun is out, 27 degrees, scoot down the beach.
That's a good one, all right. Sustainability on Sandymount Strand with the backdrop of two massive chimneys pumping out smoke into the atmosphere.
And you wouldn't be allowed to scoot. I don't think you're allowed to cycle on that even. So you certainly wouldn't be.
It's a footpath, so it's all the same, no?
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of people out for a stroll there with their kids and No kids in the pub. Kids shouldn't be brought into pubs and restaurants when doors reopen.
How come that's a new twist in it?
Top doctor has said yesterday.
Because they never mentioned that before. It was all just if you're, you know.
This is Dr. Tony Houlihan has urged parents to eat outdoors with their children, even though those vaccinated can legally go inside from next week.
In other way, for the last month they were saying, you know, children under 18, you don't have to be. You can go in with your parents who are vaccinated.
Yeah.
They've been saying that for a month.
That's what I think the government guidelines are, that you can go in with your vaccinated parents, but Houlihan is now saying if you're a parent of young children, you're anxious to go out for a meal, it's better to do so outdoors rather than indoors.
I'm just lifting the goalposts here. I'm just moving them over there again. Ah, oh, they're down.
He said the unvaccinated not to try and sneak in the back door of the pubs.
There was a protest last night outside the convention centre. I don't know if people were expecting it. They voted to amend this legislation as part of the Act for 2021. And it was, I think, 74 to 68. It was very, very close.
Yeah.
To change it so you could do this.
Partners in Rhyme. Sinead O'Connor has met with Ian Bailey and talked to him about turning his poetry into songs. There's a picture of the two of them having lunch together. She has a new, a new column in a newspaper.
Right.
So they're going to chat about his poetry.
Not very good, his poetry. Any of it that's been on Netflix anyway. It's a bit weird.
He was the prime suspect in a 1996 murder of French filmmaker Sophie Toscan de Plantier. Having lunch with the Nothing Compares to You singer. They always call her that. At an eatery.
An eatery!
The Nothing Compares to You with the Troubled.
Did they quaff anything?
They were quaffing, yeah. There was some quaffing going on. Outdoors. They're outdoor dining. Conor McGregor's dad is left red-faced.
What's wrong with him? I nearly shared it in my car him once.
His luxury yacht.
The 148, I think he called
it. Had to be rescued by the RNLI.
Why?
Because
he normally just sits in the harbour.
Yeah, you would call these kind of gym palaces.
He does take it out now and again.
His luxury yacht, yeah, but does he know how to...
He does, yeah.
Oh, does he, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, I remember someone replied to him, Tony, would you get over yourself? You're not sailing the Sten Line to Holyhead like the way he was going on about it.
He left his lights on. All battery right. Died and his...
Could he not row, no?
His batteries were dead in the luxury yacht, which was out in Doggy's Pilot View in Dublin. He was left. He left his navigation lights on and he was anchored and his anchor got stuck.
All right.
So that leads me to think that maybe he doesn't know what he's doing.
He puts a lot of videos up of him sailing it, all right.
Yeah, no, it's to sail one of those.
He has his hands on the wheel, like.
Yeah, to sail one of those is like...
You just put the throttle in and off you go.
Yeah, it's like doing an electric bike.
It's obviously
like,
going to go wrong, though.
But when you're out there, there's a lot of things can go wrong, so you need to have a lot of training.
Right.
But anyway, look, he was left red-faced, but the authorities had to come out and tow him back in.
Yeah. Ah, well.
He couldn't even tip because he wears...
Yeah,
you got
no coins on him. I don't know if you meant to tip the RNLI when they come and rescue you, though. It's not like Deliveroo.
No, but he couldn't because he's no coinage. Rafa Benitez says he's not scared about the hostility from some of the Everton fans over his appointment. He says, "I'll win blue over."
Oh.
The new Toffees boss says he insists he's ready for the challenge and he's going to win over those not happy with his arrival at Goodison.
Okay.
So he's in.
Well, who would they like?
Well, it's because he was connected with Liverpool. That's a lot of them they associate him. But like, he'll win them. If they start winning a few matches, it'll all be forgotten by December.
Do you think they'd even like Rooney again?
Maybe.
So, fair enough. He is quarantining again.
Why is that?
Well, the last time was at the England game. It was at England versus Germany. He was in a close contact to somebody.
Okay.
And now he's a close contact again.
Well, he's on the TikTok. He was doing it. He was doing a thing with, who was it last night he was doing it with? It was like a female artist. Oh yeah, it was Tones and I. And I were doing a collab last night.
I only listened to her new tune yesterday. It doesn't sound like Dance Monkey Dance.
So he can quarantine, but he can still be everywhere.
No, you have to self-isolate.
Yeah, but he can be there from his gaff, from his little media hub.
Yeah,
he can still be doing his little gigs.
He tested negative every time so far since.
Good. But good to hear.
That's what he's doing, so he won't be appearing unless it's on Zoom. I think in the UK he was actually doing interviews and going places.
People are apparently furious, and people get furious all the time, but the people are furious that Laura Whitmore is getting €700,000 to present the show.
Yeah.
Which is a nice bit of money. She's not there though, is she? She just flies in at the weekends to do the Friday night thing.
I know, it used to be like that. I don't know if it is anymore because if Ian's there, the kid's there.
Well, Ian's there all the time. We know that from interviewing him.
Yeah.
So maybe the two of them are over there.
If you're bothered going back and forth the way things are, I think you just stay there.
She is featured for how many minutes on the current series?
In total so far?
Yeah, there's been 950 minutes of footage has been broadcast.
That's a lot of Love Island.
That's a lot of footage. Hannah and Emma. So out of the 950 minutes, how many has Laura Whitmore been in?
Well, like, she just says hello, welcome, and then who's coping?
14 episodes so far. That's 14 feature films you could have watched. 14
episodes,
just saying.
Let's call it five. I would say of the 950, I'd say 70.
11 minutes 51 seconds.
You're joking.
Cha-ching, go girl. Wow. That's how you do it. That is, and now I presume they use her more near the end. You know, they do all that slow motion walk in, all that stuff. You know?
Yeah. But still.
But like, if, you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Her fella, and then he's not doing it for free either.
This is the dream gig. She's getting €700,000, right? Now, like, that's just the screen time. She obviously does work behind the scenes and stuff like that. Well, I presume so.
All I see is photographs of fans blowing her hair to the left and she's swirling around.
Well, she has to walk in and...
She's not writing scripts.
No, she probably isn't.
She's not getting their dinner.
She might be writing her own scripts. She might be. She might say, look, she might have involvement in that. Like, she's been doing it a long time. But Ian, we know from interviewing him, he does an awful lot of work behind the scenes. So he gets shown the footage. They have to write, him and another kind of funny guy, write what he's going to say. And stuff he says is pretty funny. And
she turns up and gets 750 grand.
So wow. If you presume that, I don't even know if she's over there. If you presume that Ian's there all the time.
Update, apparently he is from London.
Even better. Even, well, COVID, of course, yeah. So they couldn't be. So
why couldn't they all just go to Mallorca and stay there?
That would be the dream thing, huh?
Yeah.
But obviously,
more
with,
than ever
with
this
COVID,
year.
You can't fly with a little. Like, the baby's only like 6 months old or something.
Yeah, of course you can.
Can you?
You can do what you want.
Anyway, so he's from London, so he's not even stuck in a little hut in the sun. He's probably from, you know, down the back garden. And then she flies over once or twice a week. 700,000. Laura, respect. Respect. I do not begrudge a penny.
Oh, no, fair play to anyone that can earn that money. But I just, you'd be wondering, how many say 11 minutes?
11 minutes, 51 seconds. That is the best gig on telly. That's better than The Jungle for Ant and Dec. Because they're there every night.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're doing stuff.
So that 11 minutes, 51 seconds must have been in episode one when they were matching them all up. And then she probably came back to do... I don't know. We'll have to ask the Love Island experts.
That's some nice money.
That is pretty good. Now, maybe near as it gets closer to the end. When does it end? They kind of decide when...
It's usually 30 days or something, isn't it?
Something like that. So, probably the end of the month. So, they'll probably use her a lot more during the finals. And the
if you're trying to keep up with it, but you don't generally watch it, Brad is gone. So, if you want to sound like you know what you're talking about today, Brad, just say Brad.
Brad.
Oh, terrible Brad, wasn't it?
Brad, Chugs and Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
They're the three dumped so far.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll be getting involved with all of our strawberry jammers. All of you traffic people are, I mean, you're taking this job very, very seriously. The messages you're sending us, the detail in the messages.
This is a great help. You want to see Nobby's
job? AA Roadwatch finished up last Friday, so they don't do traffic reports anymore, and you guys have stepped up and eaten the plate. Back in a second.
Now, for Wales. It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
After receiving the fewest votes, it's up to Brad and Lucinda to decide whether they leave the villa together or one goes alone.
She won't.
Here's what happened.
Lucinda's going to be staying and I'm going.
Did he just say what I think he said? Gives her more opportunities to stay in here.
You know, it's because he loves her. Like, genuinely does.
Such a short space of time. No, it's not that. He just said, I can go home to doing what I do. And it gives her more opportunities to stay in here. It's what he just said.
Yeah. How quickly he said, I'll go.
I'm so angry right now.
Just stay. Didn't think of it. Just stay. You haven't seen. There's loads going to be coming in. Didn't just jump the gun.
Don't go crying over me.
Get out of there. Go on, love you, bruv.
I can't believe you said it. Do they know it's a game? Yeah, it's a game show for money.
You've been in it for 17 days.
It's because he loves her genuinely.
I can't believe you said that.
It's so romantic that he's going to leave. Maybe he just wants to go home. Maybe he wants to catch up on somebody that's been series linked to Euros for him. Maybe he just wants to get out.
Wow. Olivia Rodrigo was in the White House yesterday pushing vaccines and raising awareness amongst younger people.
Hi. First, I want to say I am beyond honored and humbled to be here today to help spread the message about the importance of youth vaccination. I'm in awe of the work President Biden and Dr. Fauci have done and was happy to help lend my support to this important initiative. It's important to have conversations with friends and family members, encouraging all communities to get vaccinated and actually get to a vaccination site, which you can do more easily than ever before, given how many sites we have and how easy it is to find them at vaccines.gov.
I wonder, like, when that call came in, okay, we got a great opportunity here for you to go to the White House and push your music.
It's very rare that you'd see a pop star in the White House press conference.
Talking about vaccines.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's not unprecedented. Like, they have used pop stars in the past when there'd be race riots and stuff, and they'd get somebody. Yeah, they get somebody that everyone respects to say, hey, everyone calm down, please.
Yeah.
And it has worked. So obviously they need a bit of a promotional boost.
Yeah. It's a strange one though.
But yeah, you'd imagine, like, you know, this is going to split your fans. The people who are really anti-vaccine won't buy your records now, Olivia. Kind of, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
You think, well, very, very brave of her though as well.
Very brave.
Anyway, yeah. What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Adele, right? So she lives in the Hollywood Hills. She's absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who her neighbours are. So imagine a hill and with loads of houses coming down. She's right in the middle. Over to the left, she's got Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Over to the right, she's got Jennifer Lawrence, Zoe Saldana. Katy Perry has a gaff down below her and up behind her.
Two houses.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, they're living up above her as well. And Penelope Cruz is over to the right. But she has two houses, right, in the middle. Two properties, as they would say. And now she's bought a third. Somebody moved out, she bought that. So nobody's overlooking her. She's three gaffs.
Are they all connected by tunnels, like Ed Sheeran?
I don't know, but like, because she doesn't want somebody else moving in, like Bieber or somebody, and looking over the wall and saying, can I have me ball back?
I think his grandma is.
She's bought the gaff, and do now the, nobody can overlook her.
Do the Hollywood Hills go on fire all the time, like the way Hoth is on and off, on and off? Well, that looks very dry and bushy.
It does look dry and bushy. I'd say...
I've never heard of Hollywood Hills being on fire.
I would put the Hollywood sign maybe, but not where the gaffs are.
I know there was the fires a couple of years ago, but just specifically that kind of those summer fire things. Gorse fires.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for.
I'd imagine there's so much money in those hills that it's well protected. I'd say they have enough stuff in place to keep them safe.
On the next Dish the Dirt, we will tell you that Netflix is going to bring gaming to their platform. They've poached somebody who worked in EA, and they've given him a project to bring gaming to Netflix.
EA Sports is game.
In the game.
I think they dropped In the Game or something, and sports. Very confusing.
EA. It's in the game.
ET phone home.
Here it is.
Here it is. You know what time it is.
We have a new podcast series called Pranked. It's on wherever you get your podcasts.
Pranked.
Any platform you like. It's us. And for the moment, 10 of our favourite prank calls.
Yeah, this, and like as we've been going through, we realise there's a lot more than 10, so we could easily do another series of them. So go and get them if you want to have a giggle, and if you like them, share them with your buddies. This is a good one. This is the setup. This is a computer shop. Do you think it was in Finglas?
I think it was in Finglas, and the bloke gets a call from his missus to say this guy's real pushy and he's really weird, and he's kind of
chatting her up.
Send them down to me.
Here's part one.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Listen, I need you to ring this number. There's this fella coming in, and he's been rude and very suggestive with me, and he won't leave me alone.
What do you mean?
He's just kind of coming in and chatting me up and acting the garbage out, really.
Are you for f***ing real? Will you say that again, Sharon? Hang on a second. What the f*** is going on there?
Tom, this fella keeps on coming in and he won't leave me alone. So
what do you mean he keeps coming in?
He keeps on coming in and talking to me. And I said, I'm going out with the owner of this place. And he said, what's his name? Tom, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, give Tom my number. I don't believe you. Give Tom my number and tell him to ring me.
Just tell him to f*** get out.
Will you please ring him?
Are you f***ing for ring? You want me to ring somebody? And say, oh, I'm going out with Sharon. Are you for real? And what did Gabe and Lucas say?
But that's what they can do, is there?
And is he a customer?
Yeah.
He's a customer of ours?
Yeah. Leon, well, it's his first time in.
And what did he drop in?
A Dell laptop.
How old is he like?
Oh, he's 30.
Like, what? Like, you must have said something to him when you came in. He must have said something to you when you came in first.
Paul, I just wanted to ring him. And
Sharon, I want to know what happened, all right? That's what I want to know what happened.
Yeah, well, so ring him and ask him. Yeah.
You want me to ring a person and ask him what?
Just tell him to stop harassing me, basically.
Tell him?
Tom, even Dave said, just ring him.
I'll f***ing pull his head off. How many times did this fella come in?
A few times.
What do you mean a few times? How many?
About five or six times.
And what are you coming in for?
To keep on asking me out.
Hang on a second here.
I'll ring you back now.
Hang on a second, they say, will you?
So just ring them and I'll ring you back, okay?
Sharon, I want to know what happened before you had me ringing a total stranger here.
I'm after telling you what happened. He just keeps on coming in and asking me out all the time. And
what do you mean asking you out all the time?
He keeps on, oh my God, that's plain English, Tom.
He said, do you want to go out?
Yeah.
And you said no.
Yeah, and then he keeps on coming back in. He says, I don't believe you're with anybody. No.
Is he an elf or a scumbag or what?
No, it's just everyday, normal. Loves himself. Right, there's somebody that I have to go. I ring you back. Ring.
What do you want me to say to him? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Go on.
Right, bye, bye.
Whoa. And in part two in a second.
I just don't know what's going on, all right?
They do. We get the two of them together for a chat.
It's F104, 8:30.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Harry has told us this morning, new music incoming soon.
Golden.
A lot of comparisons to Nidge on this call are
there,
coming in.
There is. Oh, just tell me, all right? Okay, so somebody's chatting up his missus. Won't let it go. Let's get him talking to him. He's ringing. Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Hello, who's this? Leon, is it?
Leon, yeah?
Yeah, how you doing, mate? This is Tom from the computer shop. I just got a message there to give you a call about something.
Oh, yeah? How you doing?
I just got a message to give you a ring.
Oh, right, yeah. This is your one that works there saying she's going out with someone, she's not.
This Sorry? Is,
your one there works there, Sharon. She says she's going out with someone. I don't believe her. That's why I said,
What do you mean you don't believe her? What's this got to do with?
We asked her out, and she was like, give me the eye, you know.
She was what? Well, I own the shop there, me.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah.
Well, don't know why she was giving me the eye then.
What do you mean giving me the eye?
She was looking at me like she fancied me.
The guy that works in that shop, mate, that's my missus. I own the place.
You don't own her, though, do you?
No, never said I owned it, home, mate. I said I owned the shop.
You own the shop, yeah, but if you ask me, she's got a roving eye.
All right, no bother.
All right, so I'll ask her out again, so.
Yeah, but she's just going to tell you the same thing.
Will she, though?
Yeah, we'll go in and ask her.
I will.
Yeah, she'll just tell you the same thing.
All right, we'll see about that.
All right.
All right, thanks for ringing.
Take care now. Yeah, no problem, no problem. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck to you, yeah.
Bye.
So you used to say, he's in again, he said, he's not clearly taking no for an answer.
Yeah, I just say he's back in the shop now.
Yeah,
here,
he needs to sound upset. Here.
Okay. Hello.
Tom, listen, he's back in the shop again. I'm going to put you on to him now, okay?
F***ing hell.
Here.
Hello?
Hello.
What?
Mate, will you leave her alone, will you? She's starting to get worried now.
Sure, you told me it was all right.
She told you she's going out with somebody.
You?
Yeah.
Well, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Well, I'm not breaking any law then by asking her.
No one said you broke any law, but she said no. You're harassing her now.
I'm harassing her. Just asking her out.
But she's after telling you no. She's after telling you no.
Yeah, but
She's after telling you no.
She's not saying that with her eyes.
Mate, she's telling you to leave her alone.
And what are you going to do about it?
Listen, leave her alone.
Or what?
No, not what or what. Leave her alone. You're starting to harass her now.
No, I'm not. She's smiling at me here. I don't think she's getting any look at home, you know what I mean?
Okay, right. Now, just leave her alone.
Or what?
There's no or what.
Well, you're telling me to do something I don't want to do.
Well, out of the shop then.
I'll get out of the shop, but I want my laptop fixed.
Listen, mate, is this a f***ing wind-up?
Yeah.
Are you winding me up, like?
Sharon.
Huh?
Sharon is here. Tom.
Hey, Tom.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104.
You're f***ing joking me.
Tom. Sharon said you needed a bit of a giggle.
You are absolutely joking me. My blood is boiling here. I'm around the corner from my mother's house, and it's the only way I have to get to the shop, and I'm saying, just get down to the shop. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I have to say...
Oh, my God, Sharon. Oh, my God. That is it. It's on now.
I warned you, Sharon, he'd be coming to get you.
That's it. You've just awoken it now.
Jim, you're a legend.
Oh, man, look it. That was a good one.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. Tom, I haven't seen Sharon, but I do have a thing for busty blondes.
And she's busty. I'm telling you. Good one. That was a good one.
50% of people in the last few days said they've had a row in the car, and one of the biggest reasons they row is over what is on the radio. So good morning to all the winners who've chosen the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
You are all winners.
How
if you can
are
hear
ya?
This, you're winners.
Well done on being you.
Somebody, an English fan, has a great sense of humour. So he is a 19-year-old tattoo artist has revealed this. One of his customers came in. He had "It's Coming Home" tattooed on his arm early last week.
Yeah.
And obviously Sunday, yeah, things changed.
Ah, but the World Cup, they'll be saying it again.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so what he did was he went in and he got the famous thing done, where the H was crossed off and an OR was put in underneath.
Oh.
So it's coming Rome. And it's...
So he's a piece of Italy on his bottom.
Yeah. And that's his arm.
Oh, his arm. Why did I think it was bottom?
I don't know. You always think bottoms first, don't you?
It's weird.
Actually, it's... What? It's bottoms. And then maybe it's around this time of day. Yesterday was bottoms. Today it's bottoms.
Yeah, I don't know. Right.
Also, a neighbour in America has gone viral. What he's done is, there was a lot of young fellas who were his neighbours who were letting off fireworks every night, way into the night, making a lot of noise.
They'll be starting soon now for Halloween in Ireland. Usually August kicks off.
Fizzy drinks, fireworks, shouting, the whole lot, and he's going mad. So he, instead of doing anything, he hooked up his alarm at 5:55 a.m.
Oh, nice.
To his PA system.
Nice.
Because it was all the three or four houses around him. And he let his alarm go off at 5:55 to wake them all up.
Anytime I hear a car alarm, oh God, is that mine? No, it's Grant. Someone else.
I keep saying to myself, I must learn what my alarms sound like. Because, you know,
it's never going to happen. Jim.
Would you know your car alarm?
No.
Like, is it
similar?
Yeah, you know, you'd know it if it was the same one.
Like, did you know in all the movies and all the cartoons and all the TV shows, it's the same bleep that they use for opening the car door? So equally, I wonder,
why is that?
I don't know. It's literally the same bleep bleep is the same sound effect. It never changes. Next time you watch the movie, watch it.
So if a car company has an individual size bleep bleep, is that copywritten to them?
They might in real life. But most cars don't even do a bleep bleep. They just bleep, bleep. You just hear the door open. I used to live near a guy, and test his car alarm every day.
What?
By deliberately opening the door with the car alarm on. This is when it was like a separate thing. So he would, every day his car alarm would, you'd know he was going to work because the car alarm would go off for 5 seconds. And he was just testing to see if it was still working.
Wow.
Muppet.
I used to live beside somebody who didn't know how to use the fan on their cooker.
Oh yeah.
So their smoke alarm would go off most days.
Yeah.
But like, if my smoke alarm goes off, I go over and waft it with something and it goes off again. But
So did this guy, firework updates, no neighbourhood alarm this morning, but it appears that several people left late last night to stay with friends. So it was working, I think, was it?
Yeah. He was doing it every morning, 5:55, waking them all up, and they're just like, I'm not going right to his house anymore. It's
made the fireworks stop. There's also a lot of talk going on at the moment because, did you know, if your favourite artist, whoever that favourite artist is, the streaming companies and the record companies give them about 16% of the royalties.
Where's the rest of the money go?
Record companies. So in the UK, which will either filter down here, because a lot of the UK record labels will operate here in Ireland as well under the same name, but with different staff, and they've got Irish staff as well. And the government in the UK are forcing, they want to force them to give 50% to the artists.
Oh, wow.
Because, yes, streaming numbers have never been bigger. Yes, no one buys albums on physical CDs anymore, but that's where they used to get the most money.
I'm one of those weirdos. If an album comes out, it's like about once or twice a year, I will buy the physical copy as well as download it.
Okay.
But that is, it's unusual.
You're unusual.
I bought vinyl recently. I don't even have a vinyl player that's working. It was record store day, and I thought, I'm going to go and help. And there was a rare album that came out that's only out that day, and there's only a limited, like, 3,000 copies in the world. And I went and got one, supporting the record shops.
Yeah, not a bad thing to do. It was a fair share they're looking for of the £736 million that record labels earned from streaming. I don't know if that was last year. I doubt it's so far, because it'd be a lot more than that. They want a complete reset on how it all works.
But what happens, right, if some of these streaming sites suddenly stop streaming, and then all those songs that you're having access to, you don't have access to them?
Well, they'll always be somewhere.
Will they, though?
Well, there'll be some platform. If one glows, another will open.
Remember Bruce Willis took iTunes to court?
Did he win?
He had a load of songs uploaded into his own playlist.
Right.
and he wanted to say that he wanted to give those records, those downloads.
Gift them?
Yeah, to his kids. And right. I said, no, you can't. When you die, those records have to be purchased again by your children.
Right.
He took them to court or had some kind of legal thing saying,
and you can leave them a house, they don't have to purchase that again, but you can't leave them music.
Yeah, so if I don't download an album now, you know, I can't leave that download to anybody. According to the way it was. Anyway, I don't know if they've changed that.
Interesting.
Can you pass on your downloads to someone else?
Anyway, they don't get as much money, basically, is the message. And the other tech gaming Netflix news this morning is that Netflix are adding gaming to the platform within the next year. They have hired someone who used to work in the EA. Mike Verdu is his name, formerly of EA and Facebook, and he's the vice president of game development. They gave him a big fat offer in a check and said, would you like to come and work with us, Mr. Mike? And he said, yes, please. They're going to offer video games on the streaming platform within the next year, the story says, and the company doesn't currently plan to charge extra for the content.
Doesn't currently plan.
So, yeah.
That's going to be just...
I doubt Sony are quite breaking it yet with PlayStations, but it's, again, it's Netflix disrupting things.
But they're stepping into that arena and everybody has Netflix already, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hello there.
That is how... The next 12 months we'll be looking on that. If it doesn't go up in price, that will be pretty good. But yeah, I don't know how it'll work. It's a project working at the
moment. There's already shows on Netflix. Have you seen those ones that you choose the outcome?
Oh
yeah. So there's a couple of these.
Actually, the director, like the writer.
So Captain Underpants has one episode like that, and so does Minecraft. Right. So you're watching it, and it'll stop then after about 15 minutes and go, do you want to see what happens if he went did this, or if you want to see what happens if he did that? And you click on it.
And you can pick?
Yeah, every time you watch it, it's a different story because they filmed it. So you control. I can't remember, it's creative control or whatever it is. It's like, you can have a completely different experience to your friends.
That's quite, yeah.
It's clever.
That's how the future is looking for Netflix this morning and everything else.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.